Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
One of the Steelers sites that aggregates.
I was going to say, there's a lot out there to choose from here.
Got a hold of my video going through the Wet-Go car wash and has now turned it into a story.
That you went and got your car washed?
You know how I put my little sports takes in there?
Yes, I do. The folks at Wetco, they probably like that, right?
Well, so they watched it, and now they've turned it into a big, like, scoop story.
You clearly don't like this particular aggregator
It's Steeler Nation. I'm fine with them. I have no quarrel with... I actually don't have an issue with any of these sites. I don't have a problem with them taking... We take other people's content.
Did they properly credit you for it?
Yeah. They take other shows... I mean, we take other shows or other people's comments.
We just aggregated Alan Saunders' George Pickens video.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
We just sucked it right into the big aggregation machine. Okay, so you have a video, you're going through the car wash dispensing takes.
So I said in there that I had heard that Russell Wilson wants at least $30 million a year. My impression is, in his mind, that would be him taking less and doing... something for the good of the team and putting the team first. Not a disrespectful amount of money. Not doing the Tom Brady funnel money to my TB12 and I'll play for a few million bucks and it's really a cheat the system kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So respectable amount of money where by starting quarterback standards, it's in the middle, not a lot. But it's way more than the million and change the Steelers are paying him right now. And my opinion on that is, I still, right now, at this very second, I would not do that. I would not pay him $30 million a year today. I need extra data points. I need to see what happens on Saturday, and I need to see what happens in the playoffs. Because my stance against it is, why would I pay $30 million to Russ when, if this is who they are, a 10-win team, that's what they were with Mason Rudolph last year and Kenny Pickett, and that's about what they were with Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett the year before. I mean, I could find anybody, it seems, to get the Steelers to this baseline. Tomlin's done it with Duck Hodges, to be a team that's barely 500 and goes out in the first round of the playoffs. Like, I don't need to pay out the ass, which, I mean, even though it's not huge quarterback money, $30 million would make him the second highest paid player on the team after TJ Watt.
By the way, that's under what Spotrac thinks he would be worth in the open market. They do their, like, little calculators. I saw it at 40.3. I got sent that earlier
so
today.
He thinks it would be, that backs up what I'm saying. He thinks $30 million would be doing the Steelers a favor. Now, I have a hard time believing, when you look at the teams that need quarterbacks, that a team would actually give him $40 million a year other than the Steelers. I don't really know who wants to, given what happened with Kirk Cousins this year and what happened to Aaron Rodgers. How many teams really want to pay Russell Wilson $40 million a year and say, what the hell, let's roll the dice on a guy that's 37 years old? I don't think that there's going to be. I mean, all it takes
I'm just
is
telling
one team.
You, that's what it, no, they do their little valuations like that to try to
I get that. I mean,
get it out there.
He's probably played like a $40 million quarterback when he's been
I don't think there's enough data
year.
Points, though. I'm with you on that. I just, he's not, my. I said this earlier in the show, and I'll say it again. Like, he, at this point, he does a couple things well. When he's protected and he can throw the deep ball and step into it, it's like thrilling to watch because he's still really good at it. But man, he just is not a player anymore, I think, that is going to make the guys around him a ton better. It comes in flashes or in fits and spurts, and that's not enough. Even if $40 million now is like going rate, at his age, I think you would assume, you know, diminishing returns. It's like a new car. He's a used car, and he's going to depreciate the second you drive him off the lot in a new contract.
Well, even if you don't anticipate diminishing returns, it would just be more of the same. And I don't want to settle for just more of the same.
Market value $40.289 million. For example, on this thing on SpotTrack, they do just for random players. Josh Allen worth $60 million on their market value.
What do they have Darnold down as?
$35 million.
Which, what?
I know.
I mean, that's an easy one for me. I'd rather pay, even though I would obviously have questions about what Sam Darnold looks like outside of Minnesota's offense. You take away that play caller and Justin Jefferson, and does he turn back into the guy he was in New York and Carolina? But I'd rather try something different.
With a much younger player.
With a much younger guy. Sam Darnold, I think, is younger than Joe Burrow. Did you know that?
He is 27. I thought
Burrow's 28.
Yeah, he's 27. Because Burrow was in college.
Did you know
for a
that,
while.
Don? Sam Darnold's younger than Joe
that.
Burrow.
Joe was, I think, 24 when he got picked, or about to turn 24.
If they lose to Cincinnati without like Russell having this monster game and the defense just sucks ass, if they lose to Cincinnati and get beat by Houston, I don't want him back next year.
Do you think they would?
It would be like antithetical to everything Art has said and the organization has said about like what their standards are if they were to bring him back.
So what would they do? Say, okay, no, we don't want you to come back. This kind of cratered, sorry. And then turn to Justin Fields and say, hey, we thought you weren't good enough to keep playing quarterback.
Exactly.
We benched you for this guy.
Right. How could you do that either? I mean,
you say that they could find any old person to get them to like 9 or 10 wins. That's just how they are. What they need to do are find two quarterbacks that are so bad that they can't win more than 4 games, because that's what they actually need.
I would, if
go here, draft a really good one.
If Russ is a microcosm of the team and can't lift them up the next couple of weeks, and they lose with him and go out in the first round, I would absolutely either try Sam Darnold, even though it'll be expensive, or, and this is the one that I'm, you know, not overly optimistic about, but I would try Cousins for the league minimum.
Man, that just feels like it's the same thing, though.
I know, but at least it's dirt cheap as opposed to giving a guy $30 million or more a season.
The problem is, do you figure that Cousins actually will get healthier, and that this was like a year where he was going to be healthy enough to play football but not play at the level
he's used to? And he's a play-action savant, and that's Arthur Smith's offense.
I know, but
he
can't run it.
He can't move.
They've been like catching crap at first in Atlanta for not giving him the offense he wanted to run, but then everyone kind of realized, wait, he can't do all that stuff. I can't get on board with the Cousins idea. And here's the thing about Darnold, too, just to bring this up, and this is where I come down and why I just wish they would suck and try to draft a guy who profiled like a Drake May, specifically
somebody
that's...
Well, it's a little late for that, though, Chris.
Yeah, no bleep here. But it not only does it have to be like a highly drafted quarterback, it has to be somebody who's got great improvisational skills, and this is why I wouldn't want Darnold. What reason do we have, and I know Arthur Smith's better than that Canada. No, hold on. What reason do we have to believe that Sam Darnold, who didn't thrive in other places when he got a chance and was actually quite bad.
Yep.
And is at very least like half a byproduct of his terrific play calling head coach.
Yep.
Why do we think the Steelers would surround him with a similar set, like set of circumstances as far as coaches and everything else. They wouldn't.
Well, but I don't. Okay, so he wouldn't have MVP numbers there. But I also think it's a much better place for a quarterback than the Jets or the Panthers.
He gets talked. Well, okay, now hold on. The reason I'm going to say what I'm going to say sounds funny and you'll try to swat it down immediately is because of where each guy was drafted. But like, everyone craps on Purdy. He can't play in the rain. He can't do this. He's a function of Shanahan's system. Mm-hmm. I understand that Darnold was the third overall pick and that Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. Why is Sam Darnold not just a complete function of the system he plays in and the fact that he plays 9 games guaranteed every year in a dome?
Because I think people have watched the throws that he's made this year and say, oh, that is the mark of a guy that is a high-end quarterback and not someone just throwing to wide-open
dudes.
Okay,
if it was all about, though, if it was all about can you like throw the ball in a very impressive way, then like Justin Fields would be a high-end quarterback. Sam Darnold's problem was never that he didn't have the arm talent. It was that he had a 10-cent head for actually playing the position.
Yes, but he's no longer seeing ghosts. The ghosts...
Yes, but how much are the ghosts going away a product of he's got Kevin O'Connell basically doing all the Ghostbuster work for him?
I don't know. I mean, there are some people that get in shape because they were coached to do so, and then they go off on their own afterwards and start working out and stay regimented and stay on the program. You don't need the person supervising you around the clock. I mean, I think you can learn something, and then you don't need that person with the, you know,
holding your hand, training wheels.
Thank you. Training wheels is what I was looking for. Precisely.
Okay, but there's a pretty considerable body of work to suggest that Sam Darnold does, in fact, need training wheels.
I know that, and that's why I said I wouldn't be in love with it, but it would beat the alternative of just running it back with Russell Wilson 100%.
I guess I'm having, like, on the side here a broader conversation that just every time they keep trying to find, like, one of these veteran solutions at quarterback, it just feels like a futile exercise until they blow out the coaching staff
that seems to be so rudimentary. You say that, and I would say that, you know, that's usually not the way to go, but, I mean, hell, Baker Mayfield's thrown 40 touchdowns in Tampa. Sam Darnold is having this season. Like, rehabilitating guys is working. I mean, I don't...
You would agree, though, that Baker and Sam are both much younger and that Baker had the talent to be the number one overall pick. He's got a rocket arm.
Yes, but that was the logic in bringing Fields in, is that it's been working with some of these guys once they got out of crappy situations, and I would say the Bears are one for sure.
I mean, I think that's actually disrespectful to Mayfield, who took perhaps the crappiest situation in football to the playoffs and won a game.
No, I'm saying that... Yes, but he was in a crappy situation, is my point.
I know,
point.
But I'm saying like there was way more established like proof of concept with him than there ever was with Fields.
Or Darnold,
Fields did nothing to rise above his circumstances there.
Donnie, what would you do? Would you say Russ, would he be in line to be your starting quarterback next year?
Based on how things are now, no. I would actually, and Malzie, I think somebody texted this in. You said the Steelers should try to find somebody that wins them no more than 4 games. They said we should start the Kyle Allen Steelers era right now.
Sure.
You know what's bad? I feel like they would still find some way to win 7 or 8.
Yeah, Tomlin would drag them to like 4-13-10 wins with Kyle Allen throwing 2 picks but like running for a touchdown each time.
I know you guys brought up Justin Fields earlier and that, you know, why would he want to come back? I would try to just run it back with him and see over the course of a full season what you have. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But he's not going to cost the same number that Russell Wilson will cost, and he's also not going to be, 37 years old?
Yeah, but I also think that we saw some pretty obvious signs of, like, limitations in what Justin Fields can and can't do as the Steelers' starting quarterback.
He definitely does not see it before it's there and throw it. He has to see it and then throw it.
And they're not going to like completely sell out and just be like an offense that makes the quarterback a runner like it's college. So I would throw him out too.
They're in purgatory. I mean,
I understand that, but we're seeing teams come out of quarterback purgatory now with these guys that they've picked up off the scrap heap.
Again, though, I feel like I need to just reiterate, the entire key of the situation is every one of those guys is connected to a coach that is getting lauded up and down for their own work with that player. It's not happening in a vacuum.
Yeah, but didn't you make the case that Arthur Smith basically did that with Ryan Tannehill?
Yes, he did that with Tannehill, who was like a top flight, you know, younger guy still. Like, he was a top, 10 or 12 pick?
Yep.
And he was in his 20s still? And he hadn't been, he had been average in Miami. I just don't think the Steelers have the infrastructure around a player like that. In fact, I know they don't, from the head coach on down, to actually get that kind of result. I don't even think they want to be that kind of team, for God's sake.
But if you're saying that it can happen with a young guy like that, why not? If Minnesota really isn't serious in bringing Darnold back, why not try that?
Can you somehow like kidnap Kevin O'Connell and make him your new head coach?
No, but you can basically steal their offense.
So you're gonna
or
tell
concepts
Arthur,
of
so,
it.
So would you tell Arthur Smith, Arthur, we know you have your stuff that you like. See all of this stuff? We're running it now. Learn it. Your offense isn't as good. We need it to be better, so here are somebody else's plays. I just think like some of these cases you're referencing, even Liam Cohen down there in Tampa. Now, I know Canales had a hand in that with Baker, and Baker's kept it up and kept it going. Somehow not good enough to be a Pro Bowler, but like the quarterback and the guy calling the plays seem to go hand in hand.
Russ has got to have a couple of big games here to finish the season is the bottom line.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.